Let me tell you something. Of all the people that are in here today in this audience, I had the easiest job again. I didn't have to, but nobody was shooting at me. So I'll tell you that. So thank you. Thank you all for coming out. This is, as I've said, these things are, I've done a few, and these things are, number one, the most terrifying thing you'll ever do. Because you have somebody that has led an unbelievable life, and they are going to give that life to you, and you have to turn it into a song. The pressure, and you have one day to do it. And I just want, when you see these songwriters up here and what they've written, it's truly an amazing thing that this does. And I think Marilyn, you meant this is the 18th one. I was in the first one. And the veterans that I've met are just unbelievable people. We only got four of us, so I'm going to talk. I always get yelled at because I talk too much when I'm up here, because I love my veterans. I'm going to tell you that right now. I have never worked with a veteran yet that just I didn't fall in love with, and Tom is no different. Tom gave me just an unbelievable amount of material to work with, and if I was writing an album, we could have done a whole album. So what I've tried to do is put as much into this song as I can. Tom was very, very big on making sure that we covered his childhood, which was, it's been a very, really it's amazing what he has overcome to be this joy-filled, happy, laughing human being you see before you. And to be as much of a giving human being as he is. There's one thing that I didn't get in the song, Tom, and I will apologize for this because it was a very important thing. When Tom, I believe it was after the spinal cord problem, one of his best friends, since they were 12 years old, wound up with cancer. And they told him they had like six months to a year to live. And so they thought his older brother would come and take care of him, but the older brother didn't want to do it. He just wanted to put him in a home. And the guy didn't want to be in a home, and I know that. And so Tom said he'd come out, even in his injured condition, and take care of the guy because he was his best friend. And he took care of him. He bathed him. He cleaned him. He cooked for him. He took care of this man out of the goodness of his heart, even though he was in pain himself. And the best part of it, they finally got to the point where the guy had to go into the hospital. And Tom went and sat with him for a while. And then, you get to a certain point, you say, well, I got to go home. The hospital called Tom the next day and said, you got to get here. And I thought I could make it through one, but I'm not. Tom went over to the hospital, and he got there in time to hold this man's hand and tell him, it's okay, you can go. And he took one more breath and passed away. That's who that man is. So I've tried to put this all together, and I wish I could have got that in the song. I'll have to write another song about that one, all right? So. Things you have to understand, for those of you that are not familiar with the military, a DI is a drill instructor, so I like to explain that. And Tom is the most honest guy I've ever worked with, man. He held nothing back. Tom's dad was an illiterate. Not by choice. It was because at the time, when Tom's dad was 8 years old, his father died. So that means Tom had to leave third grade so that he could be the man of the family at that time and help support the family. Imagine being that with an eight-year-old. And Tom's mother was an alcoholic and kind of a family tradition, I guess. So anyway, those are the important, pertinent events, I think.